Morning.
Morning.
I'm so pleased to have Tom here.
Jag är så glad för att ha Tom här.
We've been traveling a great deal together.
Vi har rest mycket samman.
We just come from the same table.
Jag har kommit från samma bord.
I like the way you mix food and preaching.
Jag liker både när du blandar mat och förkunnelse.
The preacher has to have a small meal.
Förkynnaren må ha ett litet måltid.
Because he has to speak.
För det han må tala.
So he gets jealous when he sees a full plate opposite him.
Så han blir jaloux, han ser en full tallerken på andra sidan.
So I wondered what I could talk to people this, tell people this morning when my brothers are still eating their breakfast.
Så jag tänkte på vad jag kunde fortälla mina bröder och syster mens de spiser frukost.
The breakfast was very nice.
Frukosten var väldigt god.
Hands up if you like the breakfast.
Hand up if you insist then.
See. Well, keep, just keep your hand up.
Bara håll handen.
Oh, that's very good, everyone.
Väldigt bra.
So good. Do you want it? Yesterday evening, how many of you were in the meeting yesterday evening?
Igår kväll, hur många var det som var där?
Not all of you.
Inte alla.
Okay. I made a statement at the meeting last night about Christians being perfect.
Jag kom med ett utsagn igår i forhold til kristne og det å være perfekt.
The young man came to me afterwards and he said, well, I don't understand that.
En ung man kom til meg etterpå og sa, jeg forstår ikke det.
Because there's so much in my life that needs changing.
Det er så mye i mitt liv som trengs forandring.
I said, well, that's true. There's a lot in your life that needs changing.
Så det er sant, det er mye i mitt liv som trengs forandring.
So he said, well, why do you say that?
Så han, hvorfor sier du det?
I said, you just told me.
Du har akkurat fortalt meg det.
You know, it's very difficult to disagree with somebody who knows themselves better than you do. I said, well, if you look at life like this, that there is a life to be lived here, and there's a life to be lived here. But as far as God is concerned, nothing changes above here.
So det er ingenting som forandrer seg over her.
He knows the end from the beginning.
Yes. Han vet slutten fra
begynnelsen. The beginning from the end.
Yes.
Begynnelsen fra slutten.
There's no death, no tears, no crying, no sorrow. It's perfect.
Ingen død, sorg, smerte, det er perfekt.
And he chose you in Christ before the foundation of this.
Han valgte deg I Kristus før grunnlaget av dette.
So he always sees us in Christ.
Så han ser oss alltid I Kristus.
And he has given us his spirit.
Han har gitt oss sin ånd.
So that we can become like he sees us.
Så vi kan bli slik som han ser oss.
So if you don't see that which is in the heavens,
så hvis ikke du ser det som I himmelen,
you will always see life from that which is on earth.
Så du bare ser livet fra det som fra jorden.
And that's not a good picture.
Og det ikke et godt bilde.
Not a very good picture.
Ikke et veldig godt bilde.
You look in the mirror in the morning.
Du ser I speil om morgenen.
And you go, who's that standing behind me?
Hvem som står bak meg da?
Well, then you suddenly realize, is that me?
Plötsligt förstår du, är det mig?
Yeah, that's you.
Ja, det är det.
That's the one your children have been telling you about for many years, but you denied it.
Det är den som dina barn har förstått dig om, men du förnektat det.
I have children.
Jag har barn.
They've grown up.
De har vuxit upp.
Sometimes one of my particular daughters will bring a photograph to me.
Og til det blir sagt at en dotter tar med et bilde til meg.
And she say, Daddy?
Sier far.
Who's this?
Hva med dette?
I said, well, you know who that is.
Jeg sier, du vet jo hvem det er.
She said, no, I don't know who that is.
Nei, det vet jeg ikke.
So I said, look at the back of the picture.
Se bak på bildet.
And it says, Carrie when he was 18.
Så det, Carrie da han var 18.
She said, you don't look like that anymore, Dad.
Så pappa, du ser ikke slik ut lenger.
She said, well, of course I do.
Selvfølgelig ikke det.
Let me have the picture.
La meg få bildet.
So now I go away privately.
Så går jeg privat for meg selv.
Look at the picture.
Se på bildet.
Look in the mirror.
Se på speilet.
I look in the mirror and turn away from the mirror and forget what I've seen.
Jeg ser i speilet og snur bort, så glemmer jeg hva jeg har sett.
And confess what I'm looking at.
Jeg bekjenner det jeg ser.
Is it William?
Er det William?
No.
Alfred.
Alfred, sorry Alfred. Alfred, that was a joke.
Det var en vits.
It is.
Exactly. So you're looking at this and thinking, that's me.
Du ser på dette, jo, dette meg.
And then you look there.
Ses bedre.
I prefer this.
Jeg foretrekker dette.
When you read this,
når du leser denne,
this is the picture of you.
Det bildet av deg.
Yes, that's it.
And you look at that in the mirror.
Se på det I speilet.
You close your eyes.
Så lukker du øynene.
And look at this. What does the word say?
Hva sier ordet?
Don't forget what this says when you look in another mirror.
Ikke glem hva dette sier når du ser I et annet speil.
Remember what this mirror says.
Husk hva dette speilet sier.
You are born of God.
Du født av Gud.
You have been impregnated by the Spirit of God. The seed in you is incorruptible. You have received God's nature. You are God's child. You are favored. You are blessed. Don't forget what you read.
Ikke glem hva du leser.
This is the mirror of his word.
Dette hans ords speil.
Yes.
So you go around.
Du går rundt.
And you sit at breakfast tables.
Sitter ved frokostbord.
Like you do now.
Slik som nå.
And you look at somebody next to you.
Du ser på noen ved siden av deg.
And say, don't you know?
Og sier du, du vet ikke.
You're sitting next to somebody who is very special.
Du sitter ved siden av noen som veldig spesiell.
That's what you say. You don't say.
Du ser ikke.
You're still sitting.
Du sitter fortsatt.
Looking at me.
Se på meg.
When you should have turned to somebody.
Du skal snu deg til noen annen. Du ser på en veldig spesiell.
I'm looking at somebody special.
Jeg ser på en veldig spesiell.
Now, for most Christians,
for de fleste kristne,
they don't talk like that.
Så snakker de ikke slik.
To me.
Til meg.
They feel that I'm too proud when I say those things.
De føler at jeg for stolt når jeg sier slikt.
And I am proud.
Og jeg stolt.
Very proud.
Veldig stolt.
Of what God's done for me.
Av det Gud har gjort for meg.
And I like to tell people what God's done for me.
Og jeg liker å fortelle folk hva Gud har gjort for meg.
You see, because I was not always like I am now.
For du ser, jeg var ikke alltid slik jeg nå.
Before I came to know Christ.
Før jeg ble kjent med Kristus.
I would say I'm no good.
Så jeg var ikke nå.
Nobody loves me.
Ingen elsker meg.
I'm never going to make it in life.
I'll
never succeed.
Others
will succeed. I will never succeed. I've not got the opportunities as others
have.
I wasn't born into a wealthy family. My family is poor. I've not had the best education. It's average at best. I never went to university. And therefore you think, there's no hope for me.
There's no hope for me.
That's how I used to be.
Slik pleide jeg å være.
Then Jesus saved me.
Så frelste Jesus meg.
Amen.
And the first thing I remember saying was, I may not be what I should be, but I'm far better now than I was.
Det første jeg husker var at jeg kanskje ikke den jeg skal være nå, men jeg mye bedre enn jeg var før.
So someone came to me and said, well, now that you are far better than you were, just tell people what you're like now.
Så en som kom til meg og sa, okay, nå du bedre nå du var før, så fortell folk det.
And he showed me a scripture.
Og han viste meg en skriftsted.
You are as he is in this present evil world.
Du slik som han I denne nåværende onde verden.
That's somewhere in the short epistle of John.
En av plass I det korte brevene til Johannes.
For those of you that are taking notes, first epistle of John.
For de som tar notater, første Johannes brev.
Doesn't matter if you don't know the text and the verses.
Spesielt om du ikke vet teksten og verset.
Because in the original text there are no chapters or verses.
I grunnteksten så ikke det noe vers eller kapitler.
Alfred, that was a good one. I have met a lot of people like that. They sit in meetings and you say a text and they say, oh, that's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Oh, that's Zechariah chapter 6, verse 3. They know it all. I said, do you know? And in the Hebrew language,
hebraisk,
and in the Greek language,
og det greske språk,
and in the text of the scriptures,
og skriftenes grunntekst,
there are no verses.
Så det ikke vers.
That's why the Apostle Paul said.
Og derfor apostel Paulus sa,
somewhere in
the scriptures, en eller annen plass I
skriften. I like that. It helps dummies like me. Somewhere in the scriptures it says. God doesn't want like real clever people want to show themselves clever.
Gud ønsker ikke at folk skal vise at de veldig smart I forhold til Bibelen.
He just wants to see people who love life.
Folk elsker livet.
Love him.
Og elsker han.
Love his word.
Elsker ord hans.
You know? I saw her go out to the children.
Oi. Hyggelig, ja.
She's made a wise choice.
Hun har tatt et vist valg.
She's come back to be with the children. I noticed last night when the offering when the offer was given to leave the room. You got some big children over here. They left the meeting.
De forlot møtet.
Straight after I was announced to be speaking. But I told the young man, I said, now last night, I said, you've got to know who you are. But that's what I find with lots of Christians, they don't know who they are. Most of them are like this meeting. Food and ministry.
Mat og betjening.
Mixtures.
Blanding.
Sometimes they believe they're okay, sometimes they believe they're bad.
Om det tror de at de okay, om det tror de at de dårlige.
Sometimes they're sure they're living on a high, then they're on a low.
Om det sikre på at de lever høyt oppå, eller det flatt ned.
How many of you in the meeting last night heard the, there was a time in the meeting where the violinist and the pianist played together, it's all kind of syncopation of melody and all kind. How many of you can remember that?
Mange husker det når de spilte
I just opened my eyes, kind of looked at the violin.
And
I closed my eyes, looked at the pianist. I thought they were playing high notes and low notes.
Synes de spilte høye noter og lave noter?
100 notes in between.
Og en noter innimellom.
But melodies made of that.
Men melodier ble skapt slik.
Melodies in the highs, in the lows.
Melodier høyt og lavt, notemessig.
But all those notes, high and low and in between, it's all part of a melody.
Alle de notene del av en melodi.
Life is like that.
Slik livet.
Life is like that.
Slik livet.
Sometimes you go through experiences that are high.
Av og til opplevelser som høyt oppe der.
Sometimes you go through experiences that are low.
Av og til gjennom opplevelser som der nede.
Now hear me carefully.
Hør nøye nå.
sometimes you will go through experiences. And through experiences that are low. That doesn't mean that you are high.
Men det betyder att du är högt uppe.
And you are low.
Och du är långt nere.
It's just you go through experiences that are high and low.
Men att du går igenom erfaringar som är högt uppe och långt nere.
But you're always destined to go through.
Men du är alltid bestämt till att gå igenom.
Psalmist says this, though I walk through.
Psalmisten säger att Salem går igenom.
He didn't deny the valley.
Han förnekade
inte dalen. Shadow of death.
Eller dödsskuggans dal.
He didn't deny it was there.
Han förnekade inte att den var där.
But though I go through.
Men Salem går igenom.
The valley of the shadow. I will be anointed.
Så vill jag frukta något.
For you are with.
För att du är med mig.
Now this is where quote New Testament kicks in.
För det är detta vår citat Nya Testamentet kommer in.
The tendency when you read the Old Testament is this.
Tendensen när du är Gamla Testamentet är slik.
I'll use the Bible. This is God.
Okej, vi brukar Bibeln. Detta är Gud.
I am going through this valley with God.
Jag går igenom den dalen med Gud.
He's with me.
Han är med mig.
Me, God.
Jag och Gud.
Christians also believe that.
Kristna tror också det.
This is me going through life.
Det är mig som går igenom livet.
God is with me.
Gud är med mig.
He's the God who is with me, but he's outside of me.
Han är Gud som är med mig, men han är utanför mig.
That's not true.
Nej, det är inte sant.
He is outside of you in one sense.
Han är utanför dig i en förståelse.
But because it's the open Bible time.
Men för det är öppen bibeltid.
And you're obviously going to have Bible teachers come along here.
Och det tillvis att du får bibeln.
Or somebody's going to hear this tape.
Och någon kommer att höra den undervisningen på tape.
I'd better refer you to a scripture.
Det är bäst att jag visar till ett skriftsted.
Because Ailing and Nora from Terrier and Tony Ling and Matthew might hear me again and they'll say, he didn't open the Bible.
Ailing och Tony och Matthew och flera andra vill, och Tony Ling vill se att, ja, det hör att det var han. Fortalt inte hur det stod.
So to all the brothers that I've named.
Så till alla dessa bröder som jag har nämnt.
I'm taking the people to 1 Colossians chapter 1.
Så jag tar till första Kolosserbrevet kapitel 1 då. Kolosserbrevet kapitel 1, vi ska lite annat.
From verse 25.
Och vers 25.
To verse 29.
Till vers 29.
And I'm going to ask Brother Thomas to read those scriptures for us in Norwegian.
Ja, Brother Thomas, jag får naturligtvis till att läsa det på norsk. Jag är blivit en tjänare för kyrkan i kraft av den förvaltaruppgaven Gud har gett mig hos dere. Och fullför tjänsten med Guds ord. Det mysteriet som har vært skjult gjennom alle tider og for alle slekter, men som nå har blitt åpenbart for hans hellige. Gud ville kunngjøre for dem hvor rikt og herlig dette mysterium er for folkeslagene. Kristus er blant dere, håpet om herligheten. Det er ham vi forkynner og vi rettleder og underviser alle mennesker i den fulle visdom for å føre hvert menneske fram til modenhet i Kristus. For å nå dette målet arbeider og kjemper jeg i hans kraft, den som virker i meg med styrke.
New Testament.
New Testament.
Jesus says in John's Gospel that God is spirit.
Johannes evangeliet, att Gud är on.
God is spirit.
Gud är on.
Not God is a spirit.
Ikke Gud en ånd.
God is spirit.
Gud ånd.
Old Testament, nobody has seen God at any time.
Gamle testamentet, ingen har sett Gud noensinne.
You cannot see spirit.
Du kan ikke se ånd.
Nobody knew what God was like.
Ingen visste hvordan Gud var.
They described him as loving God.
De beskrev ham som en elskende kjærlig Gud. Trofast Gud.
Truthful God. Faithful God.
Trofast, sann
Gud. Honest God.
Ærlig.
Just God.
Rettferdig.
Righteous God.
Rettferdig.
But this is the wonderful season that we've just gone through. It's called Christmas time.
Men denne fantastiske høytiden vi akkurat gjennom nå Kristus høytiden.
This young lady
denne unge damen
will have a child.
Skal få et barn.
Joseph, do not be afraid to take her to be your wife.
Josef, ikke vær redd for å ta henne til din kone.
For what is conceived in her.
For det som født I henne.
What is conceived in her.
Det som lagt I henne.
Is a product of the Holy Spirit.
En produkt av den hellige ånd.
Yes.
His name shall be called.
Hans navn skal være.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
God with us.
Gud med oss.
When Jesus was born,
da Jesus ble født,
it was God who was spirit
for Gud som ånd,
putting on a body of flesh.
Tok på en kropp av kjøtt.
God was in Christ.
Gud var I Kristus.
To reconcile the world to himself.
Til å forsone verden med seg selv.
All religions are trying to get up to God.
Alle religioner prøver å komme opp til Gud.
And failing.
Og mislykkes.
So he said, I'm going to come down to man.
Så han sa, jeg kommer ned til menneskene.
And I've got to cloak myself in the form of a human being. Flesh.
Kroppen til et menneske.
Philippians, though he was God.
Philippians, selv
though
han var
he
Gud,
was equal to God.
Selv om han var lik Gud.
He made himself a little lower.
Så ja,
even the
lover,
angels. And came
an
as a human being
som et menneske,
into this world.
I denne verden.
God who is spirit
Gud som ånd,
became flesh and dwelt among us.
Og levde blant oss.
But he's still outside of us.
Han fortsatt utenfor oss.
All the disciples walked around with him.
Alle disiplene gikk rundt med han.
They were always safe when they were with him and he was with them.
De var alltid trygge når de var med han og han.
They were having great times.
De hadde en fin tid.
Great miracles.
Yeah.
Great healings.
Helbredelse.
Many people following.
Mange som fulgte.
And they were on success mode.
Og de var suksessmodus.
When one morning after a great success.
Da en morgen etter en stor suksess.
He said, I'm going away.
Så jeg drar vekk.
You're what's going to happen to us?
Hva skal skje med oss?
Where are you going?
Hvor drar du?
Well, I'm going back to my home.
I'm
going to my father.
Til min far.
Well, what's going to happen to us?
Hva skal skje med oss?
I'm going to send you.
Jeg skal sende deg.
Amen.
Now notice this. You didn't say I'm not going to send you another man.
Legg merke det. Jeg skal ikke sende en annen mann.
The time for God to be in human flesh is over.
Tiden for Gud å være I en menneskekropp over.
He is now going to send God and Christ are going to send the essence of God, Spirit.
Nå skal han sende Gud og han skal sende Guds essens ånd.
I'm going to send you the Comforter.
Jeg skal sende deg trøsteren.
The Advocate.
Advokaten.
The Holy Spirit.
Hellig ånd.
Who will not be out here like I've been.
Som ikke vil være her ute der jeg har
vært. Or out here like my father was.
Her oppe der min far har vært.
He's going to come to live in you.
Han skal leve
I.
Yes.
So that one Colossians comes real.
Sånn at Kolosserbrevet blir virkelig.
Don't you know.
Vet dere ikke.
That Christ.
Of Kristus.
Not Jesus.
Ikke Jesus.
But Christ.
Men Kristus.
The anointed one.
Den salvete.
Is going to live in you.
Skal bo I deg.
The Spirit of Jesus. The Spirit of the Father
yes,
is going to live in you.
Skal bo I deg.
That is what a Christian is.
Det en kristen.
Someone who in spirit has been quickened by the living God.
En som visse mannen ditt lever jo av Gud.
Whose spirit has been made alive that was dead.
Som har fått sin ånd gjort levende, som var død.
The Spirit of God has come to live in you.
Som har kommet til å bo I deg.
To make you alive and attuned and to turn your antennae to the things that matter.
Og gjøre det, og få antennene til det I connection med det som betyr noe.
I'm glad of that.
Jeg glad for det.
Yes.
So now being alert and alive to God.
Nå det å være klargjort og I stand og connected til Gud.
And loving people I didn't love.
Og elsker Gud som jeg ikke elsket Gud
før.
And coming to breakfast I never wanted to go to.
Og kommer til frokost som jeg ikke ville gå til opp på.
And having breakfast with people I never wanted to have breakfast with.
Spise frokost med folk som jeg ikke har lyst til å spise frokost med før.
Going to meetings with people I didn't want to be with.
Gå på møter med folk som jeg ikke har lyst til å være med før.
That's what I was before I became a Christian.
Slik jeg var før jeg ble kristen.
I wouldn't have chosen on a Saturday to come to a meeting like that.
Jeg ville ikke valgt på en lørdag å komme til møte.
Nuts! Going out of breakfast with people who've got Bibles in their hands.
Helt sprøtt å være med folk og sammen med folk som har med Bibelen.
Ready to bite your hand off. You don't be with people like that.
Du skal være med slike folk.
No, sleep on Saturday.
Folk som får lørdag slappne av.
Go out Saturday night having a good time.
Ha en fin kveld. Gå på byen.
Sunday morning, go on and meet again.
Sunday morning,
people, same people.
Møte igjen samme folkene.
You didn't like them yesterday.
Du likte det ikke går.
You understand?
Forstår du?
Then Jesus saved me.
Så frelste jeg.
And now I come to meet it like this.
Og så kommer jeg på slike møter.
All the time.
Hele tiden.
Go around the world, you get off on a plane.
That's around the world, på flyet.
Car comes along.
Bil kommer.
Picks me up.
Tar meg opp.
Takes me to a meeting.
Kjører meg til et møte.
Finish the meeting, go to bed.
Ferdig møte, gå tilbake til sengen.
Get up from bed.
Opp fra sengen.
Car comes to the hotel.
Bil kommer til hotel.
Takes me to a meeting.
Tar meg til et møte.
Halleluja.
Finish the meeting.
Ferdig møte.
Take mat. Food.
Så, som litt mat.
After food, take me to another meeting.
Etter mat til et nytt møte.
After another meeting, food.
Etter din pente mat.
After food, go to bed.
I sengen.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Meeting.
Mat, meeting.
After meeting, food.
Etter møte, mat.
Then they drive you again.
Så tilbake til flypassen.
God bless you.
Gud velsigne.
God bless you. Then I go home.
Så drar jeg hjem.
They say, did you see that wonder of the world in that country?
Så det vidunderlige plassen der i det landet.
What wonder?
Vilket under, vilket mirakel.
Well, did you see the Taj Mahal?
Så du Taj Mahal?
Well, no.
Nei.
Well, where were you preaching?
Hvor underviste du?
Oh, I was preaching there in the city center of Amritsar.
Jeg forsynte deg i Amritsar en plass.
I
sentrum.
You didn't see the Golden Temple?
Så ikke du Gylden Tempel?
No, I didn't know it was there.
Nei, jeg visste ikke det var.
Well, where did you go to?
Hvor dro du til?
I got off a plane.
Jeg gikk av flyet.
I went to a meeting.
Til et møte.
Then I went for food.
Til mat.
Then I went to another meeting.
Til et annet møte.
I went to a hotel.
Hotellet.
Then they brought me for food.
Så gikk jeg
til another meeting.
Til et møte.
Then took me for food.
Til mat.
Then I went to another meeting.
Et møte.
Then I went to bed.
Exakt.
Went to another meeting.
Et møte.
They put me on a plane.
Og så tok meg på flyet.
Now, can I say this to you? If you want to be a preacher, that's what it's like.
Kan jeg klare det? Så jeg skal gå inn for kjønn, det er slik det.
That's why I don't like being a preacher. You understand?
Sorry.
You like to think you're going to Norway.
I was going to Norway.
When I was flying over in the airplane, yeah, I thought we're going over water.
Oh, we come over fun.
Oh, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And suddenly, out of the clouds, and I looked down, and I said, to my wife said, "Oh, I forgot about that."
Oh, I left
it. She said, "What?
Is this it?
That's it? Snow?
Oh, snow?
There's snow in Norway.
It's snow in Norway."
It was, I think, 15 years coming to this country. My wife looked out of the window one day and she said, look, there's sand there.
Oh, so some kind of sort of video. So there's sand there.
There's beaches there.
There's strand there.
I said, no, there's no beaches.
None of that is in front of it.
She said, yes, the town. I said, there's no beaches. I said, I've been coming to this country a long time. I've never seen a beach in my life.
All of a sudden, there's strand there.
And then she said, look down there.
I said, there.
I didn't know there were beaches in Norway.
Is she there?
Do you know why?
That's why.
The brothers who picked me up at the airport.
Brothers who took me up at the airport.
They're taking me to a meeting.
Tommy to meet her.
And they take me for food.
Tommy to meet her.
They put me in a hotel.
Tommy to meet her.
I never had a chance to see a beach.
Jeg har ikke sjanse til å se
en. So I thought you were denied many things in Norway.
Så jeg trodde det var fornekt mange ting i Norway.
But you have snow.
And there are snow.
And you have beaches.
There are strand.
It's a wonderful, it's a, look at that.
Se på dette, det fantastisk.
Where in the world could you go and have a picture like that? Only in Norway.
Hvor i verden kan du komme og finne slik bilder? Bare i Norge.
But it's very important. Look at it.
Veldig viktig. Der se.
You will never ever see anything like that in any other part of the world.
Du vil aldri noensinne noen gang se noe lignende i verden enn dette.
God only made one of those.
Gud har bare gjort ett eksemplar av dette.
Look at the person next to you and God only made one of them.
Se på personen ved siden av deg. Gud har bare skapt en slik.
good job. And he did a wonderful thing.
And you're a fantastic job.
You understand?
Forstår du?
So we have in this little room this morning enough people to see this whole community come to Christ. If we believed, who lives in us? This is what the Apostle Paul says. If the same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. If only you can answer.
Bara du kan svara.
But if the same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he'll do something. He'll do something. He will quit. He'll make a life. He'll give you energy. He'll give you strength. He'll quit. Your mortal body. He'll make a life. He will rejuvenate. He'll give you power. He'll give you strength. He'll give you life. Because you're the Spirit of the living God. But most Christians do not understand that.
Men de fleste kristne forstår ikke det.
They've been quickened.
De har blitt levendegjort.
They've been brought into the body of Christ.
In the Kristi kropp.
But Jesus now wants to do something else.
Men nu vil Jesus gjøre noe annet.
He wants to baptize people.
Han vil døpe folk. Yes.
Not in water.
Ikke vann.
Please understand this.
Jeg forstår dette.
It's not that he doesn't want people baptized in water. But Jesus never baptized anybody in water.
Men Jesus døpte ikke noen i vann.
He only baptizes people in the Holy Spirit.
Han bare døper folk i den hellige ånd.
You understand?
Forstår du?
He wants to baptize people in the Holy Spirit.
Han vil døpe folk i den hellige ånd.
So that they have the dynamis.
Slik at de har dynamis.
The power. Kraften. Yes. To live.
Yes.
In this body.
Yeah.
To function in life.
Til å fungere i livet.
No, not to walk around like I'm doing now. Okay? I want you to know.
Ikke til å
gå til
at Gud med meg.
And the power of the Lord.
Nei, ikke sånn. Nei. Ikke holde på sånn.
But for you to know,
men for du, du skal vite,
that such is the fullness of God in your life.
Guds fylle I ditt liv.
That no matter what the pressure is pressing in on you,
uansett hvilket press som kommer mot deg,
it can't harm you.
Det kan ikke skade deg.
The pressures of this world, they're outside.
Denne verdens press utenfor deg.
Greater is he who is in you.
Forstår du hva som deg?
Than he who's outside.
Den han som utenfor deg.
That you will have the ability to see the hearts and lives of other people and bring words of release to them just as you're speaking just normally. You just speak words and suddenly the hearer suddenly thinks he knows something about me that I've never told him. How did he know?
Personen I meg visste det.
Holy Spirit knows.
Den hellige ånd vet alt.
So you walk around like this.
Så du går rundt slik.
There is no situation that you go into that's against you that you can't go through it.
Ingen situasjon som kommer mot deg som
ikke går gjennom. Go around it.
Go around it.
Or under it.
Under.
But you get through.
Men du kommer gjennom.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Holy Spirit.
Den hellige ånd lever I deg.
You were born to be.
Du ble født til å være.
The top.
På toppen.
Not the bottom.
Ikke bunn.
Head.
Hodet.
Not the tip.
Ikke hodet.
That's the kind of Christian you are.
Det slik kristen du
That is just a, well, we meet as a little group in Tromsø.
Det ikke bare vi som en liten gruppe I Tromsø?
No.
Nei.
We want you to know.
Vi vil at du skal vite.
You can come to the gathering.
Og komme til fellesskapet.
Where royalty meet.
Det det kongelige møtes.
Yes. Halleluja.
Det kongelige møtes.
What do you mean? You want to say the king's in town?
Come and the king in here.
Yes.
King's in town.
Yes.
King in here.
And the citizens are in town.
Yes.
Immigrant in here.
And it's a special function.
Yes.
Special.
King's in town.
Yes.
King in here.
King's in town.
King in here.
Yes.
And only by you can only come by ticket only.
You can bare komme hvis du har en invitasjon.
It's got to be packed.
Det blir helt fullt.
Because the king's in town.
For the king in here.
Now as you talk like that.
Snakker slik.
People go,
and say, oh, wow,
I need to get a ticket.
Jag måste få en biljett.
And then they come along.
Så kommer de.
And I see people like you, and they're all waiting for the gig.
Och så är folk som de alla väntar på att komma igen.
And you begin to talk.
Vi börjar snacka.
And they look at you.
Se på dig.
Listen to me carefully.
Hör dem.
I'll need it again, because sometime I'll read from it.
Let's hang on now. Hang on. Let's hang on.
There are certain courtesies that Christian men do.
Det finns sån skickabruk som
towards Christian ladies.
Man, kristna män gör med kristna kvinnor.
They open the door of a car.
Öppna dörren till bilen.
For the lady to get in first.
Vad ska kvinnan komma in först?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
yes, 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 yes. Silence in the house.
I like that.
Brother, do you know how cold it is outside when we stand there?
Better, we'll cut the end of the mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the princess.
Yes.
And the princess.
That God gave her.
Some good God gave her.
Person to be treated royally.
Person som ska behandlas kungligt.
You open the door.
Öppna dörren.
And now she's about to fall over with shock.
Oh, he didn't fall over from the over with shock.
You catch her.
So get it.
And you don't throw it in the
car. So, pastor, I see any bit.
You help her in the car.
Do you help her then?
And you close the door.
So you open the door.
And you walk around to your side.
So go around to the inside.
And you get in the car.
Go in
the
bed.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Just say, how? Praise God.
Oh, thank you.
Then you arrive at the house.
So come on to the
you get out of the car.
With the bed.
You go around to the door.
Go up to the door. On the
door. Open the door.
Open the door.
Help your wife.
Help a woman in it.
Christian man.
Kiss the mom.
I always like traveling when I travel on airlines to Norway.
Det är klart jag kommer med flygsällskap och flyr till Norge.
The fact that you have a seat reservation does not matter.
Det att du har en sätesreservation, det betyder ingenting.
It's like somebody blows a whistle.
Det är som att någon blåser i blöten.
And people don't remember. As if you say, fittest first.
Det var sinens spräkeste först.
I wouldn't have wanted Norwegians to be on the Titanic.
Hade jag inte önskat att ha norrmän ombord på Titanic.
You wouldn't have had a violinist play.
Jag hade inte satt en fyllist spelare.
Norwegian violinist, they would have gone first.
Den norska fyllisten ville bort och gå först.
It's time, and it's no good people saying to me, that's our culture, brother.
Ja, precis, folk säger, det är vår kultur.
No!
Nej.
We have been born into kingdom culture.
Vi har blivit födda i kungariket kultur.
Women are not slaves.
Ni är inte slavar.
We treat them with respect.
Oh, vi behandlar dem med respekt.
You love the wife that God's given you.
Älskar den kvinna som Gud
gett. Excuse me saying this, brother.
Ursäkta, you know, brother.
We've got to work at this.
Vi har att jobba med detta.
Treat ladies.
Behandla kvinnor.
As if indeed they are the fairer sex.
Halleluja.
Read the epistle of Peter. Somewhere in there it says
Peter's en plats det fortalar det.
Now that's something as brothers we've got to learn.
Det är vi som bröder tänker att lära.
Now our ladies today say, oh, I don't want that.
Och kvinnan säger, nej, jag vill inte det.
But when they experience that, they say, well, I don't want it, but it's very nice.
Det är farligt, jag vill inte det, men det är väldigt hyggligt.
Do you understand?
Förstår du?
Now equally, that doesn't mean ladies.
Men det betyder på samma sätt
att det gives you the liberty.
Att det ger dig friheten.
When you know your husband's going to come round to the door.
Du vet att din man kommer
att öppna dörren för dig in freezing weather.
Öppna dörren i det kalla vädret.
That you keep standing around talking to Mildred.
Snacka med Mildred i de nästa minuterna.
He's only come round to open the door for you to get in.
Han har bara öppnat dörren och stigit upp in.
Do you understand? This is done, and this is done.
Det är gjort och det är gjort.
But we have to have a culture.
Men vi måste få en kultur.
That when you say, he basically appreciates people.
Som säger att, vad värdsätter han, värdsätter folk.
Like, say breakfast time.
for example, nå ved frokosttid.
It could be a wonderful thing for somebody to lean over the table and say, excuse me, sweetheart, or dear, what would you like for breakfast?
Det här är sånt som du ska ta och lätta gå och ta med sina bror. Kärle, vad vill du ha till frukost?
Right, like so and so on.
Ja, det ser du.
You sit there.
Och sit.
Okay.
Okay,
wow. It's called preferring one another.
Det betyder att man sätter mamma högt, företagar mamma.
If the preferring one another could be in an airport in a line, rather than the herd mentality, where everybody scrambles over everybody, just say, you back off.
Okay, det går bra.
Oh, well, I appreciate you getting out of the way for me.
Sätt upp på att gå ut.
Inget problem. The plane can't go without.
Flyet drar ut med.
The plane can't go without.
Kom igen, flyet går ut med.
Well, I've got my ticket.
Jag har biljetten.
You've got your ticket.
Du har det.
But it is important I get on this plane because you'll be safer.
Men det viktiga är att jag kommer på det flyet, för där vill du bli tryggare.
What do you mean I'll be safer?
Kom igen, att jag vill vara tryggare.
Well, God told me.
Gud fortalte meg.
That I'm going to Oslo.
At jeg skal til Oslo.
God told me.
Gud fortalte det.
So I know I'm going to land.
Så jeg vet at jeg kommer til lande.
Safely.
Trygt.
So if I'm on this plane.
Hvis jeg går på flyet.
You're okay.
Så du okay.
If I'm not on the plane.
Hvis jeg ikke da.
You better find somebody that's had a word from God.
Så hvem er det du finner en som har tro på Gud?
See, do you understand what I'm saying?
Så du bare lander.
I know some of you think, oh, hey, don't be so silly. Well, I can remember the time flying to Glasgow. And we were going through some very bumpy. And the lady in the middle seat, she was a BBC reporter. And I'm just holding on the chair I saw. Suddenly, I feel this hand come on my hand. I thought, who is that? Terrible thing to be molested by a lady. Suddenly his hand comes on. Tightening up. And I saw the lady by the window. I thought, she seemed to be calm. But the lady in the middle, young ladies. I said, don't be afraid. Oh shit, the lady on the inside just told me that. She wanted to look at my lifeline.
Vill se på min livlinje.
I said she did. I said, don't believe her.
Inte tro på henne.
Many people have got long lifelines, but they went down in the plane.
Många har långa livlinjer, men de gick ner i flyget.
Then suddenly,
Anna.
I said, don't worry.
I'm
going to Glasgow.
Jag ska till Glasgow.
Plane's going to land in Glasgow.
Flyg mot landa.
So if you're going to Glasgow on this plane, you're okay.
Hvis du ska till Glasgow med det flyget, du är okay.
I'm so glad you can say that.
Oh, jag är så glad för att
du säger det. Well, I can only say that because I'm on the plane.
Jag kan bara säga det för dig på flyget.
God told me I'm going to Glasgow.
Vi får ta till att jag ska till Glasgow.
Preaching in Glasgow.
Jag ska förkynna.
So I said, the plane's going to be fine.
Så flyg mot
landa.
Så länge jag är här.
So if I'm on the plane, you're safe.
Så länge jag är på flyget, du är trygg.
So we landed in Glasgow.
So we landed in Glasgow.
So she looked all business-like, gets up off the plane and stands up and she's going. I said, well, have a good time. And she looked around to me and she said, when are you going back? Oh, I like that. You suddenly realize a Christian matters. But you got to put yourself out there and let people know you are different. You see, the world takes advantage of Christians. And we just lie down like mats. They trample all over here. Now you're a Christian, you can take it. You can take it. No, sometimes you're going to get up. You dust yourself down. You look at
it.
You say, do that once more. He's going to take you out.
Yes.
Yes. Can you understand?
He's going to take you out.
Do that once more.
Do it again.
He's going to take you out.
He's going
to
take
you out.
Say it boldly. Say it boldly. He's going to take you out.
I'm going to take you out.
Who do you think you are?
Hvem tror du at du er?
Do you know who I am?
Vet du hvem jeg
I'm a child of God.
Jeg Guds barn.
You can't just do that to me.
Du kan ikke bare gjøre det.
Would you say that to people?
Vil du fortelle det til folk?
Well, they're not in my kingdom.
De ikke I mitt rike.
They don't belong to my kingdom.
De tilhører ikke mitt rike.
So what Jesus said. He says it's Pilate.
Han sa det til Pilatus.
You have no power over.
Du har ingen makt over meg.
It's only what my father gives you.
Det bare det min far gir meg.
Jesus knew as he stood there.
Jesus visste når han stod der.
You're just a man.
Du bare et menneske.
See Jesus in him. You're just a man.
Du bare et menneske.
Jesus could have took Pilate out.
Jesus
could have taken Herod out.
Kastet han ut. Herodes.
Could have taken Caesar out.
Caesar.
Took every power of this world out.
All makt I verden.
Just with one word.
Bare med et ord.
And by his spirit, he happens to live in my friend from Myanmar.
I want to believe he's my man from Myanmar.
How big are you?
How stor? Mektig du?
How strong are you?
Hvor sterk du?
What can you do?
Hva kan du gjøre?
Listen to the Apostle Paul who says somewhere.
Hør på apostelen Paulus som sier en plass.
I can do all things through Christ.
Jeg kan gjøre alt gjennom Kristus.
I can do all things through the anointed one.
Jeg kan gjøre alt gjennom den salvete.
Who lives in me.
Som er I meg.
Yes.
And greater things.
Større ting.
Shall I do in his name.
Skal du gjøre I hans navn.
For God is able to do. Exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to the power that is at work in you.
Overveldende mye mer enn det du kan gjøre I hans kraft I forhold til den kraften som bor I deg.
Where is the power resident?
Hvor bor kraften?
By his spirit who is in you.
Ved hans ånd som I deg.
Turn to somebody now and say the spirit of God lives in me.
Snu deg til noen og si at Guds ånd bor I deg.
Notice how we know it. Do you notice how we say it?
Like a market, what we say?
Some Christians are afraid even to hear their own voices.
No, this is also not for those that are not.
Tom? Spirit of God lives in me.
And in me as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's try that. Can That's we fun. Say it as if we're talking, opening, enunciating?
Can we see this more? We enunciate
the truth that Christ lives in me. Turn to something. The Spirit of God lives in me. Can I ask just a question of somebody here? When I asked you to turn to somebody and say the Spirit of God lives in me.
What
am I
supposed to say? At Guds ånd bor I meg.
Finn, did you tell your wife?
Finn, fortalte du det til din kone?
Did your wife tell you that?
Sa din kone det?
Loudly?
Høyt.
Yep. Tony, did you say that to your wife?
Tony, sa du til din kone?
Bjørg, you said that to your husband?
Bjørg, sa du til din mann?
Alfred?
Alfred?
Who did you tell?
Hvem sa du det til?
I tell my brother.
Did you tell him with enthusiasm?
Min bror.
Oh, we're more than two children.
Kraft.
You know why I know?
Vet du hvorfor jeg vet det?
Finn and his wife were looking at you.
Finn and his wife were looking at you.
And they're saying, that's Alfred.
Okay, Alfred.
That's Alfred. But just think if you had a whole community filled with people like Alfred.
And what thanks to the telescope, it's like a small car.
Notice, I hear a weak yes.
So I swapped the arm.
I saw other hands go, oh. Do you understand? I have a son-in-law. He is very vocal. We call him T. T-man.
T-man.
He's American.
And then I'm a car.
But in the meeting, you sit in the front seat.
Han sitter for deg på møtet.
And you just open your mouth.
Du bare åpner munnen.
And you say, you guys are going to share a word from God this morning?
Del et ord fra Gud denne
morgen. Amen!
Amen!
I'm pleased to be with you. Amen!
Hyggelig å være sammen. Amen!
God's going to bless us today. Amen! So when I first came across this man, I just thought, wow, this is some meeting. We only just arrived in America. So I went out to the meeting hall and came back into the meeting hall and sat in the back row. And there was an elderly lady there. And suddenly the elder of the church started to say something. And this young man on the front, Amen! Amen!
Amen!
Praise the Lord! And suddenly two fingers in the mouth, he starts whistling. Hallelujah! Glory to God! And this lady begins to slide across the bench.
Comes right there.
She said, do you know that young man?
I said,
no. No. He's not from this church. So the meeting goes on and he's still very vocal.
So møtet fortsatte, han veldig sånn,
the more vocal he was, the more fire the preacher got.
Og mer høyrøstet han ble, jo mer fyr og flamme ble forkynneren.
Preacher got louder.
Everyone
else is quiet. It's like a dialogue between the preachers. And then the meeting ended. And the dear old lady, I think she was about to be carried out. So I stand outside the kind of the seating to let her come through. I
said,
well, have a good day. And suddenly, this young man sees me. Oh, glory to God, Carrie! Great to see you!
Please, good. Go to see the guy.
She said, I thought you didn't know him. I said, well, he's my son-in-law. I don't know him really well. But I like having tea in a meeting.
Yes.
Because if everyone else is quiet,
we just have a
dialogue.
But
it all changes when I come to Norway because everyone is so noisy. I've been coming here now 35 years. They're always noisy. And I like that. Now, some places they. There are some countries I go to at Easter time, flags are
half-mast.
Long Fridays.
Long fredager.
Very quiet. Subdued.
Dampet.
On Friday.
På fredag.
Saturday the same.
Lørdag det samme.
And I keep thinking, oh, Sunday come quick.
Oh, flagged up.
Jesus is alive.
Yes, it's alive.
And they go through that every year.
They go again every year.
2 days of death.
2 days of death.
1 day of life.
And I live.
But Norway's not like that.
My Norway's like
that. Sweden's like that.
Sweden's like
that. And Denmark's
like that. Denmark.
But when I'm with you,
and I'm with Emma,
life.
Hallelujah.
I can see the passion when you eat your food. I see the passion when I see one piece of bread and lots of things going on. And in my mind I'm thinking, how big is the jaw?
How big is the jaw?
It's like a super McDonald's.
Yeah, it's been super McDonald's hamburger.
I want to see the same thing when you come to the Word of God.
Yes.
Here's the bread.
Put it on.
When the Spirit of God lives in you, love the Word. You really love the Word. Now, can I say this to you? It's January. If you have to buy a new Bible, buy it and read it all through this year. Read it all through. Just like the little boy who read 66 chapters of Isaiah, or for the American friends who are listening, Isaiah. And when asked, what did you see? What did God say? He said, Isaiah. I said, well, I know. You read Isaiah. But what did God say to you when you read 66 chapters? He said, Isaiah. I said, well, that tells you at the beginning of the book. But you read 66 chapters.
Det står allerede I begynnelsen av boken, men du leste
66 chapters. He said, yes, God said to me, Isaiah.
You said to me, Isaiah.
So I asked you the question last night for home night work.
Så jeg spurte deg I går, for hjemmelekse til I går kveld.
Yes.
How many of you did your home night
work? Hvor mange gjorde kveldsleksen I går?
I see a young man on the back row with a hand going up like the Indian sign. Just like the Indian sign. I see a hand going up like the Indian sign. And what did it mean? God is wonderful. Anyone else have a different rendering? The salvation of the Lord.
Yes, the Lord's salvation.
The Lord's salvation. I saw Isaiah. The Lord is my salvation.
Hallelujah.
What a wonderful thing to see.
Yeah. How thing of that?
Now, I know you could have said to him, I would have said to you, why bother to read 66 chapters when the first word tells you that? This is important. It is possible you can read all the way through. And the Holy Spirit points one thing to you. That one thing will be living for you for the rest of
your life. Yes. Hallelujah.
How many of you love the Bible?
Mange elsker Bibelen.
How many of you have the same Bible this year as you had last year?
Hvor mange har samme Bibelen I år som I fjor?
How many of you today have the same Bible today as you had 3 years ago?
Hvor mange har samme I dag som for 3 år siden?
Time to change.
Tid for forandring.
Time to change.
Tid for forandring.
I'm not saying necessarily you change the version.
But
change the Bible.
Follow what's that?
And mark it. But read it through. Do you know why I'm saying for you to read it? It is possible for a preacher to come into town and quote and give you stories.
But
if you've never read the Bible, you won't know they're there.
It's true.
But if you've read it through,
yeah.
You may not even understand the story. You may not even know where it is. But preachers and teachers of God's word of revelation, when they preach, you're suddenly, that's the reason for that. That's why I read it. Now I understand.
Yeah.
It's great to be with you today.
Yes. I
think we're finishing now for food. Is it food?
Is it mat now?
We just what now?
I don't know.
Drinks?
No, we have a break.
Oh, you have a break. Where are you going? I haven't finished yet.
No, no, no. It's gone.
I just asked what you know. He's a good man.
Blir en god mann.
Are there any questions you'd like to ask me while I'm here for the last 3 minutes?
Noen spørsmål jeg vil stille meg mens jeg har de tre siste minuttene. Hvordan det personlige vandring med Gud?
Just like now.
Akkurat slik som nå.
Just the same.
Akkurat slik.
Dostoevsky was asked a question when he was playing chess.
Dostoevsky ble stilt spørsmål når han spilte sjakk.
He was asked this question by his chess partner.
Han ble stilt spørsmål når han som har spilt mot.
If you knew that Jesus was coming in the next 15 minutes, what would you do?
Hvis du visste at Jesus kom I løpet av de 15 neste minuttene, hva ville du gjøre?
Dostoevsky looked at him and said,
Dostoevsky så på han og sa,
I finished the game.
Jeg vil spille ferdig.
It's just life.
Slik livet.
We don't try to be religious.
Vi prøver ikke å være religiøs.
That's how we are.
Det slik livet.
I can't be anything else other than a Christian.
Jeg kan ikke være noe annet enn en kristen.
I can't be anything else other than reading my word.
Jeg kan ikke gjøre noe annet enn å lese ordet.
Can't be anything else than just talking to the Lord.
Jeg kan ikke gjøre noe annet enn bare snakke med Herren.
That's just how it is.
Slik det.
I sit at the table and I talk to the Lord with my lips torn off. I'm like you, I sometimes think prayers. Sometimes you talk prayers. Pray in tongues every day. Sometimes you pray in tongues vocally. Sometimes you pray in tongues inside. But just life.
Slik det.
Don't try to be any different, that's just me. I'd like to think if you could cut me with a... I'll put it this way. If you go to certain places in England, they make things called rock. It's candy. Elongated stretches of spherical shape. And the name of the town that it's made is printed on the rock. And it goes all the way through the rock. You can cut that rock anywhere and say... It's Blackwood.
Det Blackwood.
Cut the rock in piece of candy.
Cut den steinen og det godteri stykket da.
And you will have Blackwood.
Og så har du Blackwood.
Cut it. Blackwood.
Cut it. Blackwood. Blackwood. Blackwood.
That's your life, right?
Slik det.
Cut him here.
Cut han her.
Like.
Like.
Cut him there.
Cut over han her.
Like.
Like.
Cut him there.
Cut han her. Der, der, der. Like.
Cut him there.
Like.
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 Turn it over.
Snu den om. Vandre med.
Christian.
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 You cannot be anything other.
Du kan ikke være noe annet.
That's who you are.
And I'm here.
I think that's easy living.
Jeg tror det lett å leve slik.
Many Christians don't live like that.
Mange kristne lever ikke slik.
They live by law.
De lever
legalism.
Loven legalistisk.
I read the Bible.
Leser Bibelen.
I'll be a bit more spiritual.
Så blir jeg litt mer åndelig.
No.
Nei.
Because you're spiritual, you read the Bible.
Fordi du er åndelig, så leser Bibelen.
Amen. Yes.
If I don't do these things,
hvis jeg ikke gjør disse tingene,
makes me more spiritual.
Du er åndelig, nei, for det, du er åndelig, så gjør du det, ikke de tingene.
It's different, see, it's knowing who you are. Your whole life is operated from the inside out.
Det betyr hvem du er, hele tiden handler om innenfra og ut.
Pharisees had their religious life from outside in.
Fariseerne hadde sin religion utenfra og inn.
They'd always wash things.
De vasket alt det,
ting. Outwardly. Jesus talks about the inward.
Inner person.
So your Christian life?
The Christian life?
Get up in the morning?
Up in the morning.
First, I woke up this morning.
First, so woken up that early.
Anybody else wake up this morning?
No, it's me.
That's important.
That's important.
I've been in meetings. People sit there and they haven't woken up.
Right, we're talking about folks sitting there. They haven't woken up now.
They wake up around midday.
But
I woke up this morning.
I woke up.
Opened my eyes. Just lying back in the darkness.
I said,
good morning, Father.
I said, good morning,
Father. Do you know what he said?
What did he say?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
I said, well, how do you know?
He said, what did he
say?
What did he
say?
Morning,
Father. I woke up, but he was always awake.
Jeg våkne opp, han var allerede våken.
He was just waiting for me to wake.
Han var vant på at jeg skulle våkne.
You understand that?
Står det?
Morning, Father.
Morning, Father.
Oh, he said, morning, son.
Morning, son.
Then I got out of bed.
Så jeg gikk opp på sengen.
That is, I got up.
Så det betyr, jeg stod opp.
Then I thought, get ready, change, shower, etc., etc.
Du skjøtt, etc., etc.
And I said to my wife, what are we doing today?
I was like, okay, what's going on?
She said, well, we were told.
Hva hadde vi blitt fortalt?
We were not to have breakfast in the hotel.
Skal ikke ha frokost på hotellet.
Because we're going to another breakfast.
Skal vi gå til en annen frokost.
With the saints.
Med de hellige.
With the saints.
Med de hellige.
So we just came here.
Så vi kom her.
And we just had food.
Så vi fant mat, spiste.
I am no more a Christian standing here than I was sitting with my friend Tony.
Jeg ikke en annen kristen her enn jeg satt med min venn Tony.
Never met him before, but he's a Christian.
Jeg har aldri møtt han en kristen.
I enjoyed my breakfast sitting next to Tony better.
Jeg
sitting in the hotel.
Jeg frokosten, men jeg satt ved siden av Tony.
Johnny. Johnny. But he's no more of a Christian. Ronnie, he's no more a Christian there.
Han ikke en mer kristen her sitter der.
Than he was before he came in.
Han har kom inn.
That's his life, he's a Christian.
I livet hans, han en kristen.
So Christians are just be like that.
Det bare sånn.
You're a professor at the university?
Professor på universitetet.
You're a Christian.
Du en kristen.
You're here amongst people?
Det blant folken.
As a Christian?
Som en kristen.
Kall inn også.
Kall inn også.
He stands up to preach?
Han står for sin fortjener.
Christian?
Kristen.
He sits down and have breakfast? Christian.
På frokost? Kristen.
Goes home is right, Christian.
Oh yeah, Christian.
He's just a Christian.
Why not Christian?
It's just that's our life.
Yes. Yeah. About what life?
That's our life.
The what life?
Sir, my oh, sir.
How?
What is your name?
Christian. Christian, I'm Christian.
Are you Christian?
Christian. Some more bangers, I'm Christian.
You are not Christian from down in Bergen, are you?
Du ikke Christian fra Bergen?
You're not Hans Christian's son, are you?
Du Hans Christian? Du ikke Hans Christian's son, er det?
I knew that.
Det
wasn't a word of knowledge.
Det var ikke et kunnskapsord.
It's good to see you again.
Godt å se deg igjen.
Do you remember when you were a little boy, I said these words to you?
Skal du være liten gutt og sa jeg disse ordene til deg?
I said these words to you. When you get up there,
når du kommer opp der,
remember me.
Husk meg. Kan du reise deg?
I've always got to go to a chiropractor after being in America.
I'm always saying, hi there, how are you
doing? Hi, hi, hi. But when I saw you, I thought, when he was a little boy.
When I was a little kid?
See, some of you thought it was a prophecy when I said, when you were...
No, I thought it was a prophecy when I said, no, it was
he has the same genetic code.
Han hadde, den samme genetiske koden som faren hans.
And therefore,
og derfor
he was going to be like his father.
Kom til å bli som hans far.
His father is not my size.
Hans far ikke min størrelse.
I also get a bad neck when I say
det også dårlig når jeg
sier han but he's got the same genetic code.
Han har den samme genetiske koden
as his father.
Det DNA som far.
You got the same DNA as your heavenly father. Now that doesn't make me any better Christian by saying that. Just I look at my brothers and sisters who've got the same DNA as I have. Because we have our same father.
Samme far.
Now turn to somebody and say,
nå snur jeg mot noen og si,
you are really important.
Du virkelig viktig. Du virkelig viktig.